The three-day U.S.-China Aviation Summit comes following the maiden flight of Chinese cargo from Shanghai to St. Louis, a city of some 3 million people. Local officials in St. Louis say they believe the new link could help promote trade between China and the U.S. Rebecca Blank is an acting secretary with the U.S. Department of Commerce.
9 top-tier U.S. manufacturing companies won competitive contracts to build and supply the major aviation systems for China's new aircraft program, the C-919. Airport infrastructure needs are fueling opportunities in U.S. companies as well. Ultimately, our success helping China meet its aerospace goals is going to mean more jobs here at home in the United States, creating win-win scenarios for both of our countries.
The Chinese and U.S. sides have been pushing to try to expand their aviation ties since 2000. Passenger flows in the United States are 3 times as large as they are in China, despite China having a population 4 times the size of the U.S. As such, the deputy chief of China's Civil Aviation Administration, Xia Xinhua, says more cooperation is crucial for the Chinese side.
Firstly, we need to strengthen our cooperation on sustainable security development, expanding the relationship in a pragmatic way. We also need to deepen our cooperation in seaworthinesses, especially on the aircraft program ARG-21 and C-919. Meanwhile, we need to strengthen our cooperation in air traffic control, general aviation, airport construction, energy saving and emission reduction.
Despite lagging behind the U.S. market, the aviation industry here in China is expanding rapidly. China is currently the biggest buyer of U.S.-made Boeing aircraft. Boeing expects China to be one of its leading markets over the next 20 years. That same sentiment has been echoed by Boeing's chief rival, Airbus.